sorry. I've given you up for lost.
I'm ever so sorry, Pat. I really am.
Are you right?
Yeah, but Edward ain't. Up at 6, he were poor little mite. You were ever so sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, after that, he had diarrhoea. We tried to get him back to sleep, then he felt sick again.
It sounds like what Mike's got.
Of course, he got nothing in his tummy, so we were just even saying he had a pain. I did feel sorry for him.
Have you seen Richard?
That was the trouble. I phoned the surgery as soon as it opened, but I couldn't get through.
Other people were the same problem.
Yeah, so in the end, I got Eddie to take him down there, because, well, this was 9 o'clock, and he weren't getting no better, and
I expect Richard will fit him in.
Anyway, that's what made me late. I am sorry.
Oh, don't be silly.
I didn't mean to put you out.
You haven't.
Good.
Look, Clary, if you want to get back home...
No, it's all right. Eddie will stop in and keep an eye on him when he's seen the doctor.
Are you sure? Wouldn't you rather be there?
Thanks all the same, Pat. Eddie will be okay. He'll be glad of the peace and quiet. He wants to look over them songs Jolene sent him.
Jolene?
They got a rehearsal Thursday. She's got a couple of dates lined up for the two of them.
Really? And you don't mind?
No. Please, not as it don't get in the way of his farm work. It ain't going to be regular, you know, just now and then.
Oh, right.
Might bring in a few extra pennies, which I wouldn't say no to. Oh, hello, Kate.
Oh, hello, Clary. Pat.
Hello, Kate. What can I get you?
Oh, I need some veg. £2 of those broad beans to start with, please.
I'll get over the dairy then, Pat.
Right, you are.
Well, before I do, though, I'm glad I've seen you, Kate, because Eddie were looking for you over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he went over the cottage, up home, farm, all over.
There we are.
Right. Oh, and a lettuce, please. Is Eddie at home now?
No, he's taking Edward down the doctor's, but he should be back later if you want to catch him.
Oh, thanks, I will. And with a bit of luck, it might be good news.
All right, Mum.
Oh, hello, love. Oh, am I glad to see you.
Pace getting to you, is it?
Oh, no, but the customers are beginning to. You'll never guess the latest.
Oh, probably not.
This woman came up this morning. Really upset she was because her little girl had stung herself on her neck.
Oh, yeah?
To hear her talk, you'd think your dad had planted it in among the strawberries on purpose. I mean, what'd she expect me to do?
Give her a dock leaf? Oh, you're bound to get the odd awkward customer. Worth it, though, I should think, judging by the number of punters we had over the weekend.
Oh, I noticed.
Yeah, got a fair few this morning and all.
Yeah, it's been very busy. Your dad didn't really choose the best moment to be ill, did he?
I think he wanted to watch the football, I reckon.
Is he any better this morning?
A bit.
He was still asleep when I got up to do the milk round. Oh, I wonder how much longer it's going to go on.
I don't mind doing a few extra sessions.
Well, I don't like to keep asking,
no,
but...
No, I could do with the cash. Oh, blimey. Look who's coming.
Oh, talking of awkward customers. Oh, I think I'll leave you to it.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Are you going back to the shop?
No, not just yet. Your dad's got some veg he wants me to deliver.
Morning, Mrs.
Hello, Joe. See you later, Roy.
Yeah, bye. So, Mr. Grundy, what brings you over here?
We've come to collect me pension, car. What usually brings people to a strawberry field, you daft heapers?
Surprised you knew it was a strawberry field, actually. After all, Dad's poster's getting covered by adverts for a certain car boot sale.
Cheeky, you. Here, how much you charge for these strawberries of yours, then?
85p a pound, like it says on the notice.
And what about senior citizens?
We don't sell senior citizens.
Very funny. Go on, then, I'll have £2.
There we are.
Well, what's this supposed to be?
Well, they're your punnets.
They're empty.
Yeah. Oh, did you want the pre-picked ones?
I can't pick them myself, not with my back.
Sorry, I misunderstood. I thought... Well, there you go.
Yeah, £1.70. Yeah. Thank you very much. Bye.
Mr. Grundy, yeah, nice try, but I'm afraid pre-picked ones are £1.30 a pound. I need another 90p.
Eh? You said it was 85.
Come on, you know how it works. They're only that price if you pick them yourself. Same principle as your apples, remember?
Apples is different. They're bigger. Easier to see.
Yeah, and they grow on trees. Another 90p, please.
Oh, blimey. Taking advantage of an old man.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it.
Give me them empty punnets back, or I'll do it myself.
Yeah, come in. Don't make too much noise, though. Edward's asleep. He's not well.
Clary said you'd been looking for me.
Yeah, I looked all over.
Here.
Who's that bird, by the way?
Sorry?
Up your mum's place yesterday. Disporting herself by the swimming pool. In a bikini she was. Very tasty.
Oh, that's Jackie, a friend of Debbie's from the university.
Oh.
Well, she's staying the week because the two of them are going to some wedding in Brum on Saturday.
Ah, looked okay, she did. Oh, have a seat, darling.
Not your type, Eddie. She's mega straight and boring. Works in PR in London. But I didn't come here to talk about her. Have you got some news?
Well, it so happens I bumped into a mate of Baggy's Friday night.
Yeah.
He's got this old VW camper he's selling.
Camper?
One of the old orange ones, you know.
Yeah, I do. Oh, that'd be ace, because it'd have...
Yeah, just do you nicely, I thought. It's kitted out with a sink and all the rest of it.
How much?
$2,000.
What?
That's not bad for a camper. They're like gold dust.
What sort of condition's it in?
Full running order.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is, honest. I've seen it. It goes like a dream.
Yeah, well, you would say that, wouldn't you? What about the bodywork?
A couple of tiny bits of rust, maybe. But for its age... Look, you can get it checked out yourself if you don't believe me.
Yeah, I will, don't worry. Always got to make a nose about cars. But it's got an MOT, has it?
Mm, till November. Yeah, it's a bargain, I reckon. There's only one slight problem, like.
Go on.
He needs an immediate answer.
But, well, strange as it may seem, Eddie, I haven't got $2,000 in my back pocket.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I can get it. I'm sure I can, but it'll take a bit of time.
That could be tricky.
Well, surely you can stall him.
As long as you make it worth me while.
How do I do that exactly?
Well, that was the other thing I wanted to see you about. You know when you did the Midsummer Festival, you got a cash and carry card?
Yeah.
I need to borrow it.
I'm not sure it's that easy, though.
Of course it might not be that easy to store my mate with the van, neither.
Yeah, but I could always go in with you. How about that? If you could find a way to get this guy to hold on for a bit.
Nah, I'm sure I'll think of something. Oh, hello, Dad. You got the strawberries in?
Yeah. No thanks to your flaming boyfriend, neither, Kate Aldridge.
Oh, was Roy over the field?
Ah, sat there he was, watching an old man struggling.
He's still there.
I told him I was a martyr to me back.
I think I'll go and tell him the good news. Well, thanks, Eddie. I'll let you know when I've sorted out the dosh.
Yeah, right you are.
And we'll arrange the other business at the same time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Cheers, darling.
What's she on about? What other business?
I had a brainwave.
Well, that's clever for a man with no brain.
When I was sitting with Edward waiting to see the doctor, I got thinking.
Blimey, I'd best sit down.
I thought, along with the number plates and car parts, there was all sorts of other things we could sell at the car boot sale.
Such as?
Refreshments. Why don't we get the boys to flog drinks, sweets and crisps?
Because we ain't got no drinks, sweets and crisps.
Which is precisely why I've just done a deal with Kate Aldridge.
You weren't thinking of flogging drugs.
In exchange for me giving her the info about the camper van... She's going to let me use her cash and carry card. What do you reckon?
Yeah, not bad. Have a strawberry.
And there's your change. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. So, Eddie Grundy's got a mate with a clapped-out camper van.
It's an omen, Roy.
Yeah, a mobile omen.
I'm serious. It's a good sign. Well, it was only last week that I talked to Eddie in the first place.
Without mentioning it to
yeah,
me.
And within a few days, he's come up with something. Yeah,
something I wouldn't have even known he was looking for if I hadn't
yeah,
have gone
up. Yeah, we had that conversation over the weekend, Roy, thanks. But don't you see? It's karma. It's all meant.
Yeah, far out.
And it's just what we need.
Is it? I thought you were thinking more along the lines of a chip van or something.
Well, of course it is. Think about it. It's fitted out for cooking. We can sleep in it. It's even got a sink.
You need a double sink, according to the regulations.
Oh, stuff the regulations. Come on, Roy. It's absolutely ideal.
Oh, it's absolutely expensive.
Well, not for what it is.
You reckon your gran's going to give you that much dosh? No questions asked, do you?
Eh?
That's what you said last week. You're going to get the money off your gran.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I am.
$2,000?
Yeah.
By the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, dream on, Kate.
Well, have you got any better ideas?
No.
Well, I told you, she gave John a load of dosh once. Why shouldn't she give me some?
How long have you got?
Well, I'm going to ask her anyway. And we'll just have to see what she says.
Hello, Betsy. All right?
Well, I don't know, really. Mike had this urgent message from Pat earlier.
Oh, is he still poorly?
Well, he's better than he was.
Only Edward's got it now, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Eddie had to take him down the doctor this morning.
Well, I hope he hasn't got it as badly as Mike seems to have. It's been nearly 4 days.
Oh, no. Anyway, sorry, Betsy. What was you saying?
Oh, yeah. There was this message that Pat and Tony needed some vegetables in the shop urgently. So I got them together and came over here. To find the shop shut, the house deserted.
That's strange.
Not a soul inside.
Pat were in the shop when I left, and I've only been gone 20 minutes.
Well, I didn't quite know what to do. I was just going to leave the stuff in the yard, because I've got to open the shop at 2.
Oh, well, I can open up so you can unload. That's no problem. But I don't know where Pat's.
I haven't brought very much, but...
Here comes Pat now.
Oh, great.
Must have been over the field. Did you want a hand with that?
Oh, thanks. If you could just take this box.
Fine. Oh, Betty, I am so sorry.
please.
It's okay.
I knew if I left the shop for 2 minutes, that'd be the moment you arrived.
We thought you'd left home.
Don't tempt me. It's just Tony came over in a desperate state.
Why? What's the matter?
He wanted to show me Ron's latest piece of handiwork.
Oh, he ain't done something else wrong?
Oh, no, nothing serious. Just run over half a row of cabbages with the tractor.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Completely ruined the lot of them. Tony's hopping mad.
I heard he was having a few problems with the old boy.
Understatement of the year. He's put him onto unblocking the outside loo now.
Oh, blimey. Oh,
punishment squad, eh?
Yeah, while he thinks what to do with him next. I mean, I feel sorry for him, but I have to admit...
He's not the best.
White. As far as Tony's concerned, this is just about the last straw.
Oh, dear.
He's contemplated sacking him before.
You talked him over, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But I'm not sure I want to this time.
So, it's the same as Edward Grundy's got, is it?
Looks like it's Honor, yeah. Only rather more extreme.
Oh, I'm sorry. Probably didn't need to get you over here, then.
Oh, no matter. I've just finished morning surgery anyway. The symptoms you described over the phone sound as if it just might have been something worse.
Oh, well, I'm very grateful.
Yeah, best to make sure.
Right. Yeah, excuse the washing machine.
Give him plenty of fluids, a lot of rest, and he should be fine again in a few days.
Yeah, sure. Ah, Pat, who was on the phone?
Ron. Oh, hello, Richard.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Tommy, all right?
Should be in 2 or 3 days. I'm pretty sure it's this book.
I told you about our Ron, didn't I, Richard?
Yes.
Yeah, Ron by name and wrong by nature. Been driving me up the wall. Been here 3 weeks, he hasn't put a foot right.
Yes, yes, all right, Tommy.
You name it, he's cocked it up. I spend that much time sorting out the things he's made a mess of.
Yeah, you said.
And then yesterday, I happened to give him a bit of a ticking
Tony.
Off, so this morning he hasn't even turned up at all.
I don't mean to be rude, Tony.
I don't pay any attention to him, Richard.
I have got a stack more calls to make.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. It's just I'm sure Tommy will be okay, Pat, but if you're worried, call me again.
Okay, thanks for coming, Richard.
No
Bye.
Problem. Bye.
Bye. So, did you tell Ronnie was fired?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Pat, I thought we agreed.
I know, but...
It's almost 11 and he's not turned up. It's the perfect excuse to get rid of him.
Not quite, I'm afraid. The reason Ron's not here is he rang to say he's done his back in unblocking the loo yesterday.
You're kidding. Well, I suppose you're going to tell me that I ought to feel guilty about it.
I feel a bit guilty.
Hang on a minute, though. You mean, even though we haven't given him the sack, he's not coming in anyway?
Not personally.
Oh, but that's great. What do you mean, not personally?
He's not coming, but being the conscientious man he is, he's arranged for a replacement. His son.
What?
Should be here in about half an hour.
I don't believe it. Son of Ron? Oh, Lord. What the hell is he going to be like?
Well, I couldn't really say, but what I can tell you is that Ron assured me that he's taught his son everything he knows.
And there's your change.
Thank you. Anyway, Elizabeth came up to Grey Gables this morning, and she's entrusted me with the responsibility of compiling a register.
A register?
Yes, of people who would like to be considered for work as extras in the film.
Oh, I see.
So I knocked these A4 notices up on the computer at lunchtime, and I'd be grateful if you could display one.
Oh, well, I'm not sure.
Oh, I know how careful you have to be about what you display in the shop,
Well, it's
Betty.
Not careful, exactly.
So I did take the precaution of getting Mr. Woolley's permission in writing.
Oh, crumbs, you have thought of everything.
I always try to, Betty. I like to think it's what people know me for.
Right. Well, we'd better put it up, then. I say, it's very ornate.
Yes, I wanted to reflect the tone of the project, the Gothic romantic novel. It's a special font.
Sorry?
A font, Betty. It's a computer term.
Oh, I thought it was one of them stone things like they got in St. Stephen's.
Yes, very witty.
Apply with a covering letter, with details of acting experience and knowledge of the 18th century novel.
Hmm.
Blimey, didn't that sound a bit...
Well, it's just a few relevant details, that's all. It'll save the film company so much time if I can do a bit of weeding out of the unsuitables.
Yeah, but isn't the idea that... hello, Osha.
Hi, Betty.
Hello, Osha.
Oh, that's rather an elaborate notice you've got there. What is it?
It's the beginning of my recruitment campaign. Here's a copy for you.
Oh, thanks. Film company seeks talented extras. Oh, is this the thing they're doing at Lower Loxley?
You could be the first to enrol.
Oh, well, actually, it might be quite fun. I had a friend who was an extra once. She said it was fascinating.
Shall I put your name down?
I'm not sure I could spare the time.
Well, it wouldn't take up that much time.
Well, not the way things are at the moment.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Well, I must get on. But if you decide you are interested, Usha, just drop me a line.
Okay, I will.
Thanks, Betty. Bye.
Bye, Linda. Can you manage, Usha?
Yes, thanks. I'm afraid this could take a while.
Stocking up.
My auntie's coming.
Oh, the one I met before?
Auntie Satya. Chocolate digestive.
Next row up. There.
Thanks. I'm meeting her off the train at Hollerton at 5, and I suddenly realise we haven't got a thing in the house.
Oh. Is she staying long?
A few days, I think.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, sort of, but she hasn't exactly chosen the best moment.
Because she's so busy?
Yes. No, that's only part of the problem.
Oh?
Well, the fact that the spare room is still full of Richard's furniture doesn't exactly make things any easier, either.
Oh, dear. Perhaps you should have asked her to postpone her visit.
Well, that's what Richard said.
Well, seems the obvious solution. Well,
moving the furniture might be a better one.
Oh, yeah. I suppose.
Oh, you're right. Asking her to come another time would be the obvious solution. With almost anybody else. But not with Auntie Satya.
Here's some more broad beans.
Oh, thanks. What's so funny?
Oh, it's amazing.
What is?
Quite extraordinary. Oh, blimey. Is that all that's left of those lettuces Betty brought yesterday?
As fast as I put them out, people buy them.
We'll have to ask Mike for some more.
Tony, what exactly is it that's amusing
well,
you?
Well, it's Son of Ron.
What's he done?
Everything I've asked him. And more besides. He's brilliant, Pat. And he's got a brain. Had the irrigation system worked out in no time. Oh, yeah, and another thing. You remember his dad's performance with the tractor?
When it ran out of fuel?
Yeah, not only did this bloke check with me that there was enough diesel to do the job, but he topped it up when it finished. I tell you, Pat, he's a marvel.
He must be. You haven't sounded this cheerful for weeks.
Hey, I shouldn't be surprised if he doesn't even know which end of a leak is which. Thank God for his dad's bad back.
And long may it confine him to home, eh?
Yeah. Actually, seeing what this bloke's like, I was wondering if I might not be able to get over to Stoneleigh tomorrow after all.
And leave him to it?
Yeah, well, obviously he knows what he's doing.
Tony!
Oh, hello, Linda.
Hello, Tony. Pat? You're looking very pleased with yourself.
Well, we've had a sudden change of fortune.
Yeah.
What can I get you, Linda?
I haven't come to buy anything, I'm afraid. I just wondered if I might prevail on you to display one of these in the shop. Elizabeth asked me to help her mount a recruitment campaign for film extras.
Lower Loxley needs you.
In principle, I'm more than happy to put it up, but in practice, we seem a bit pushed for space.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. But it's only small.
Not with the church poster, pick your own strawberries, the car boot sale.
Oh, you could get rid of that one. Don't see why we should help the Grundys line their own pockets.
Well, that's not really fair, Tony. Anyway, we're going to be making something out of it as well.
How'd you make that out?
Perhaps if I move this one further up.
Oh, well done, Pat.
Eddie and Joe have asked by Clary if we can supply them with ice cream.
What?
Fill that space there.
How do you suppose we're going to man an ice cream store at Grange Farm on Saturday morning?
We don't have to.
With everything else we've got to do.
That's why I agreed. We provide the ice cream and they sell it themselves.
Oh.
Well, right, Linda, I think we can fit yours in there, no?
How kind. I'm much obliged.
Oh, thank goodness you're still open.
Only just.
I'm going to Stoneleigh tomorrow and I've just snagged my last pair of tights.
Oh, on the stand there, behind you.
Do you have... Oh, yes, you do. Thank goodness. I better have a couple of pairs. There we go.
Right, £3.98, please. So, were you and Nigel off to the Royal Show then, are you?
Yeah, that was the idea. We were going with Mum and Dad. Oh, sorry, I've only got a £10 note. But things seem to be conspiring against us. It looks as if Nigel's going to have to give it a miss.
Oh, dear. Oh, Linda came in and put the notice up, by the way.
What?
You know, asking for people to be extras.
I'm not sure I do know, actually.
Well, over there, the one with the...
Oh, my God, what on earth is she playing at?
Well, she said you'd asked her to draw up a register of people who wanted to be considered.
I did.
You went up to Grey Gables this morning.
Yes, I needed to see Caroline. And I was in a hurry, and I kept asking Linda to ring through, but she would insist on warbling on about... Oh, no.
It's all coming back.
Well, she did say something about how she'd heard I'd been asked to compile a register of extras.
And how she'd be happy to help.
Yes. But I'm sure I never actually asked her to go ahead and do it.
Well, she obviously thinks you did. Which, by the look of it, and knowing Linda, amounts to much the same thing.
Hi, you're
Hello.
Late.
Yeah, I'm absolutely bushed and all.
Oh.
Hello, making up the sofa bed. I take it this means Auntie Satcher's arrived.
She's upstairs.
I'll go and say hello in a minute.
Busy day?
Oh, and how. I think every flaming child in the county must have this tummy bug. Then I had home visits all day. Evening surgery was full to bursting.
Oh, hard luck.
And the last patient was a middle-aged male claiming to be suffering from stress and anxiety and wanting to talk about it ad infinitum.
You knew how he felt.
Tell me about it.
Couldn't just tuck that side in for me, could you?
Hmm? Oh, sure. So, it's several nights on the sofa bed for us, is it?
Not exactly. It's several nights on the sofa bed for you.
You are?
I offered my auntie my double bed, but she wouldn't hear me giving it up on her behalf.
What?
Throw me those pillows, could you? Oh, she insists that I share with her.
You're joking.
Sadly not.
Oh, that's terrific. What is this, an old family custom or something?
No, it's just
how much more are we going to have to rearrange our lives to suit your auntie?
Richard, I might point out that if your furniture wasn't still clogging up our spare room...
No, don't start that again.
Well, look, I didn't mean... Oh, I'm sorry. I know it's a bad time for Auntie Satya to come.
Yeah, well...
And I know it's putting you out, and I'm very sorry about the sleeping arrangements. I just don't really see what I can do, like I said.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Fair enough. I'm sorry, too.
Well, it's only for a few days.
Yeah, sure. I suppose sleeping down here is not entirely without its advantages.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not on call tonight. When I've had something to eat, all I want to do is flop down and watch the tennis highlights.
And you can do that in bed.
And then just drop straight off to sleep.
Sounds pretty appealing to me.
No, you're right. Come to think of it, I don't know why I'm complaining. Out of the two of us, there's not much doubt who's got the better deal.
You're sure this is where you told her?
Yes, dear. Outside the members' pavilion.
Oh, it's gone half past.
She'll find us, don't worry.
Yeah, if she remembers.
I'm sorry, Nigel, couldn't come. Can't be too much fun for her having to go round with her parents all the time.
She isn't. That's why we're waiting for her now. Because she went off to see the Sussex Cattle.
You know what I mean. I thought you might have wanted to look at them too, actually.
I see enough of Ellie Mae, thanks. Anyway, I was quite interested in the food pavilions.
So I noticed. I've been trying to get you in there for years.
Well, I thought that cookery theatre was really rather good.
Yes. It's different from last year.
Like the village focus you were so taken with. That's new, too.
But it's a village green, yes.
Just like the one we've got at home.
I know. But it's good they're highlighting issues that affect village life.
Mm. Talking of which, have you heard whether there's been any more news about the vicarage?
Summer camps? I don't think so. I think Janet's getting increasingly fed up about the way the parsonage committee's dragging its feet.
Well, can't blame her.
According to Shula, she was planning to mention it, you know, in passing, to the bishop.
Oh.
To see if he could get them moving.
Yeah, she's not short of initiative.
Nor energy. I do like her.
Oh.
Mind you, I like Robin as well. Oh, here's Elizabeth.
Hi, Mum. Look who I found.
Debbie. Hello, dear.
Hello.
Are you here with your mum and dad?
Yeah, and Jackie, a friend from university. She's staying with us for the week.
We were just about to have lunch if you'd like to join us.
Oh, no. I just came over to say hello. I promised to meet Mum and Dad.
Oh, Deb, you'll be having lunch in the governor's pavilion.
I'm afraid so.
Don't be afraid. Jackie thinks it's wonderful.
But Elizabeth and I thought perhaps we could meet up after lunch.
If that's all right with you.
Yes, dear, of course it is.
Well, your mother was just saying...
What should we say, Debbie? 2 o'clock back here?
We were really pleased with how it went, weren't we, Roy?
Eh? Oh, yeah.
We raised a lot for the playground appeal, more than either of us expected.
Yes, I know. I noticed yesterday, by the way, some kind of work seems to have started on the site.
Mm-hmm. They're landscaping it.
And really, that was what set us thinking. If it worked once, perhaps it'd be worth trying to do something similar on a more permanent basis.
And your idea is to go around these festivals?
Oh, that's right. It's the obvious place. I mean, well, lots of the people they attract are vegetarian anyway.
And these are basically music festivals, are they?
Yeah, and they've all got to eat. But it's often difficult to find decent vegetarian stuff on site.
Do help yourself to some more, Roy, if you want.
Thanks, Mrs. Woolley. It's really nice.
So there's a huge potential market there, Gran. I'm convinced of it.
Yes, dear.
Largely unexploited. And now we've been offered the chance of this van.
You're keen to strike while the iron's hot.
It's too good an opportunity to miss. And if we can just get started... I know we can make it work. So what do you think?
I think your enthusiasm does you credit, dear. And that's very important. You need enthusiasm to get any new idea off the ground.
So?
But, what are your thoughts, Roy? You've been rather quiet.
Well, we did do okay at the festival.
Of course we did.
But as for doing it commercially, I'm not sure it's quite as easy as Kate's making it sound.
It's not difficult, Roy.
Let him speak, dear.
There's more to it, I reckon, than just buying a van, getting in it and going to the festivals and making a stack of money.
I'm sure you're right.
I mean, first off, we haven't even seen this van yet.
We know what sort it is, though, and Eddie says it's in good nick.
Well, and then, if you're talking about the capital we need, you've got to take into account that we don't just need to buy the van, we've got to equip it as well.
That's a good point.
But it won't need much equipping. We borrowed most of the stuff we needed last time and we did okay.
I know, Kate, but if we're doing it in a bigger way, we've got to equip it properly.
Not immediately.
No, because if you're selling on public sites, you've got health regulations to think about, hygiene, safety and all that. Well, you must know yourself, Mrs. Woolley.
Yes, of course.
I was talking to Kathy Perks about it last week. And then when I heard about the van, I had a look at a book that she told me about in the library.
Roy, for goodness sake.
Well, I'm sorry, Kate, but if you're looking at a permanent operation involving the provision and sale of food, it could turn out to be quite complicated.
Go on, Roy. What sort of things did you find out?
Yes, go on, Roy.
You don't mind watching the harness racing? I was hoping to see the dressage, but that was yesterday.
Oh, I don't mind anything that means I can sit down. Mum and Dad kept me on the go all morning.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then two glasses of wine for lunch.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's quite exciting, isn't it? Oh, look at that one. But I hope Jackie's all right about seeing the garden stuff on her own.
Yes, it was her idea.
I don't want her to think, you know, that I'm taking you away from her or something.
No, she's not like that.
She seems very nice.
Yeah, we used to be very close, Dexter.
And she's really into the royal show.
Well, you know, living and working in London. Oh, look at that horse.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Oh. A week in the country is a real adventure for her.
I suppose so.
Yeah, she's really into everything she's seen since the moment she arrived in Ambridge.
Yeah?
I've had to give her conducted tours of every corner of Home Farm, explain in minute detail exactly how everything works.
Sounds like Dad and the B&B guests.
Show her every aspect of the operation, as she puts it, no matter how boring.
She's loved it.
She's reveling in it. She even did half a day at the fishing lake yesterday afternoon, and she thought that was great too.
Crikey.
I tried to tell her, isn't that great when you have to do it day after day?
But she didn't want to know.
You know, nothing I say seems to dampen her enthusiasm. It's rather ironic, really.
How do you mean?
Well, she keeps telling me how amazingly lucky I am. You know, what a wonderful life I live, surrounded by animals, living in the peace and quiet of the countryside, you know, with my own horse, all that sort of thing.
You're not convinced?
No, it's not that exactly. No, I am convinced. Most of the time, anyway. I mean, I thought a lot about it.
When you decided to work on the farm?
No, exactly. No, of course I'm lucky.
But,
oh, you know, she says that and I look at her...
In her Armani jacket.
And living in London, you're able to go to the theatre whenever she wants, concerts, brilliant restaurants...
Lovely shops.
Hop on a train to Paris for the weekend when you feel like it. And I just think, well, that must be kind of nice too.
Honestly, Roy, I don't know what you think you're playing at.
I'm not playing at anything. That's the whole point.
Oh, so you think I'm playing, is that it?
I didn't say that. And keep your voice down or she'll hear you.
No, she won't. She's on the phone in the sitting room.
All I'm trying to do...
is wreck the entire project. Oh, what did you have to come up with all that stuff about the hygiene regulations for?
Well, because your gran asked me. Because I don't see any point in deliberately misleading her.
It's not a question.
She's not daft, Kate. She's worked in the food trade herself. She used to run a pub.
Yeah, I know, but...
Her old man runs Grey Gables. She knows about these things. It's no good us trying to persuade her that you can just...
Yeah, well, it sounds as if you're deliberately trying to talk her out of lending us the dosh.
I'm not.
You've never been into this idea, have you? From the word go.
Oh, it's not that, Kate. Pass the coffee, could you?
Here.
It's just, I reckon it's worth being sensible about it, taking a realistic view and trying to think of possible problems before they arise.
You're certainly doing that.
Do you want another cup?
No.
I mean, if we give your gran the impression that we're just going into this... that we haven't thought it through...
She's coming back.
Oh, I am sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. Can't control when the phone rings, can you?
I rather wish it hadn't rung, actually. Slightly concerns me what I've just heard.
Oh, I hope it's not
that... It's true, that is. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Where were we?
Oh, we were just...
Have you had some more coffee, Roy?
Yeah, thanks.
We were discussing whether after hearing our proposal, whether you might feel able to,
Help you out with the capital, yes.
I don't know if you've got any other questions.
No, I don't think so, dear. You explained it all very clearly.
So,
But I think I'm going to need a little time to think it over.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, but... I don't mean to be pushy, Gran, but the thing is, if we're going to get this van, we don't actually have much time.
Yes, Kate, I have been listening. I know you need a definite answer by the weekend.
That's right.
And I promise you'll have one.
Who was that on the phone?
It's only Elizabeth. That stuff she picked up at the Sussex cattle stand at the show.
Oh, she left it in the car. Yes, I brought it in.
She'll drop down for it sometime. Your salad all right?
Yeah, lovely.
She also said that after Nigel stayed in all day, the people from the film company never turned up.
Oh, no, so he could have come.
Not really. He had to be there for the electrician anyway.
And he did turn up.
Hmm. It's all done now, apparently.
Oh, I do wonder if those two might not have cause to regret taking on this film business before they're much older.
I think it could well cause more disruption than they're bargaining for.
Oh.
I suppose the money will be welcome.
Yes. Nice having Elizabeth with us today.
Mm.
I mean, there's nothing against Nigel, of course,
no,
but...
I know what you mean. It was a lovely day. A real break.
Oh, you deserve it with all these B&B guests.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I always enjoy the Royal. I couldn't help noticing the atmosphere this year was, well, a bit different from normal.
Because of the BSE scare.
Still the spectre at the feast, isn't it? I mean, people are still very worried.
Well, I suppose by comparison with many, we've got away with it quite lightly.
Yeah, so far...
Apart from having to sell those bullocks at a loss back in April.
We may still have the big problem to come if the export ban stays on.
I know.
We normally make 10 or 12,000 out of calf sales.
There's the compensation.
Oh, yes, I know, but you know, whatever the compensation arrangements, it's still going to make a significant difference.
Come in. Oh, Peggy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise you were eating.
Oh, we've nearly finished.
Shall I come back later?
Don't be silly. Come and sit down. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, no, Jill. You finish your meal. I'm not stopping anyway. It's just... Well, it's rather awkward.
Is something wrong?
No. Well, not exactly. But I had a phone call from a friend of mine this afternoon and...
Go on.
Well, it seems there's a rumour that the permission has now been granted to use the vicarage for these summer camps for inner city kids.
Oh, really?
I wondered if you'd heard anything.
No, I haven't. But Phil and I have been out all day.
I'm a bit concerned.
In what way? Surely it's a good idea to make use of the vicarage.
Oh, in principle, of course it is. But it's just... Well, as my friend pointed out, however well-intentioned the idea, we haven't actually been given very many details about these camps.
I'm not sure there are that many details to give, Peggy. It's just...
And how many children there'll be, who they'll be, what they'll be doing, how they'll be supervised, all these sort of things. We really don't know.
Oh, but I'm sure Janet will...
I know I'm not involved at St. Stephen's anymore. And, of course, it's not for me to have any say in what happens to the vicarage.
Well...
But I am still involved in the village, Jill.
Yes, of course.
And in that capacity... Well, I just wonder... And I'm not the only one. A number of people are beginning to wonder if we really know what we're letting ourselves in for.
Come through, Marjorie.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Richard.
Oh, it's okay. You come in and grab a pew.
I shan't take a minute of your time.
You don't mind if I carry on eating, do you?
No, of course not.
Because I'm a bit pushed for time.
It's just that I've been very busy.
Oh, I know the feeling.
And I haven't had a chance to catch up with Usha's aunt yet.
All right.
I wondered if she'd be free to come over to Nightingale Farm for tea this afternoon.
I should wonder, but I'm not really sure where she is at the moment.
Perhaps I should come back.
Why don't you leave her a note so she sees it when she comes in?
Oh.
There's a pad over there, I think.
No, don't you move. I'll get it.
On top of the fridge.
You don't mind?
I'll be my guest. Have you got a pen?
In my bag. Is that all you're having for your lunch? Beans on toast?
That's all I've got time to make, I'm afraid. I'll have an apple to go with it in a minute.
Are you all right, Richard? You do look dreadfully tired.
Well, I don't sleep too well on the sofa bed, to be honest. Not that I want Auntie Sasha to know that, mind.
No, of course not, but...
And work's been a bit... Well, you know...
Yes.
Would you like an apple?
No, thanks. Richard, you must take care of yourself.
Oh, I'll be all right.
Not on a diet of baked beans and toast. An apple, you won't.
It's just one of those...
Oh. Well, shall I answer it?
No, I'll get it. You carry on with your note. Linda. Come in.
I'm so glad I brought you, Richard.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to have to be... Come through. I do have to be going in a couple of minutes or so.
I'll keep you. Oh, Marjorie, hello.
Hello, Linda. I'll leave the note propped up here, shall I, Richard?
It's just that I saw your car outside and I thought I must make sure Richard knows.
Knows what?
Well, hasn't Usha told you?
Well, I don't know unless you tell me.
The film, Richard.
Oh, at Lower Loxley, you mean?
Yes, I've been asked to be in charge of the recruitment of extras.
Really?
And, of course, you'd be ideal.
Would I?
Well, for an 18th century Gothic novel, of course you would, with all your experience of dressing up with the civil knot.
The sealed knot, actually. And the Civil War was in the 17th century.
Well, it's all period, isn't it? So shall I enter your name in the lists, as it were?
Look, Linda, I really can't think about
this. Usha was ever so interested.
Yeah, well, perhaps she's got the time to go. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shout at you.
It's all right. I was only trying to be helpful.
I think what Richard's trying to say, Linda, is that at the moment he's got rather too much on his plate.
So, it is definite, then?
Yes. Are you sure you won't have some tea?
No, it got me fast outside. I just wanted to make sure.
I spoke to Janet this morning. The parsonage committee confirmed it yesterday, and the first camp's due to take place in 3 weeks' time.
Oh, good. Might take her mind off the bats.
I meant to say, the droppings seem to be getting worse.
Ah, that's because they're mating, you see.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Well, I'm going to get in touch with English Nature, see if they can help us.
Oh, good.
I've already had one or two folks asking me about these camps and expressing their concerns.
Yes. I had Peggy up here last night doing exactly the same thing.
They're worried we're going to have hordes of delinquents rampaging around the village.
Well, that's nonsense.
Of course it is. But you know what people are like.
Sony me.
Oh, hello, Linda. Afternoon off?
Yes.
Come in.
I must be getting on.
Oh, don't let me chase you.
No. I only popped in for a quick word about the vicarage. I meant to be working. The boss wants me to get over the bridge farm with some bailiffs.
Okay, Bert.
I'll see you later then. Well, Mrs. Snow.
Goodbye, Bert.
And what brings you over here, Linda? Sit down.
Oh, thank you. Well, as coincidence would have it, I wanted a word with you about the vicarage as well. I gather the permission for the summer camps has now been approved.
Yes, that's right. But if you're going to tell me how worried you are about the prospect of gangs of inner city children...
No, I'm not going to tell you that at all.
You're not?
No. I was going to say how pleased I was to hear that it's all going ahead.
Oh. Sorry, Linda, it's just...
It's a wonderful opportunity, Jill.
Yes. I suppose these children...
And not just for the children who are coming, but for us too, for our little community. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to demonstrate our concern for those less fortunate than...
What's the matter?
Your face, Jill.
What's wrong with it?
It suddenly struck me. Has anyone ever told you have a typically 18th century face?
This is very fine cake, Marjorie.
It's a special recipe, sort of family secret.
I'm very honoured.
Well, I'm very pleased you could come.
Actually, I was delighted to find your kind invitation. It's not that I'm not having a nice time in Ambridge, but I have rather been left to my own devices.
Usha's very busy?
She seems to be.
I suppose she's bound to be, with a merger in the offing.
But she has managed to take tomorrow off so that we can spend my last day here together before she puts me on the train.
Oh, that's nice. More tea?
That would be lovely. Thank you. Of course, it's my own fault, really.
In what way?
I did sort of invite myself without stopping to think how busy these young people always are.
I'm sure they're very pleased to see you. Now, help yourself to sugar.
Well, Usha is. I'm not so sure about Richard.
I'm sure he is as well.
It doesn't always seem so, I'm afraid. Oh, he's very polite, of course, but I don't think he's exactly overjoyed at having me in the house. He's much more brusque than I remember him.
I don't think it's anything to do with you.
And I have a feeling that there's some kind of tension between him and Usha.
I'm not sure it's anything to do with Usha either.
And that Richard is, well, that he's to blame, I suppose. I know you're very fond of the boy.
Yes, yes, I am.
But it has made me a little concerned, to be honest. He seems to have changed somehow.
No, he hasn't, Satya. I think you'll find it's just... Well, it's just that he's rushed off his feet at the moment. He's under a lot of pressure, and...
He did say something about a stomach bug.
Not just that. He's had problems with the surgery roof as well, which is an extra worry. And I also know, because of the sick visiting I do for the church, he's had a couple of rather distressing cases lately.
Oh, he hasn't said.
No, he wouldn't. It's typical of Richard. Keeps a lot to himself. He's a sensitive man, and I'm sure it must take its toll.
Yes.
So I suspect, perhaps, that he hasn't seemed his normal self.
It's because he's exhausted.
Exactly. He didn't look at all well when I saw him at lunchtime. He's very pinched and drawn.
Oh, dear. You must think me rather insensitive.
Oh, you weren't to know, and I probably shouldn't have told you, but...
I'm very glad you did.
Well, come on, Happy. Yes, I know it's well gone lunchtime, but... Ah, that's more like it. Ah, hello, Bert.
The boss asked me to bring you over this bailer twine to replace what he borrowed a couple of weeks back.
Oh, fine, just stick it down there for now.
What you up?
I'll shift it in a minute, when I've finished giving Happy his lunch.
Surprised to see that calf still here.
Yeah, well, come back tomorrow and he won't be. He's off for slaughter in the morning.
Thought it was about time. You'll have no problem selling the meat, I should imagine.
Well, I should hope not. Organic, pink, welfare-friendly veal. Guaranteed BSE-free. What more could you want?
I saw young Taylor as I was coming down the lane. He done all right, is he?
Oh, yes, he's brilliant.
Good.
We've got everything running like clockwork now, he's here.
Yeah, damn good worker.
Yeah, he is. Just a pity you didn't mention it in the first place.
I did. It was me recommended him to you, remember?
What I remember is that you recommended his father.
I most certainly didn't. I'm not completely daft.
But you said get in touch.
I said get in touch with Ron Taylor.
Well, yes, but... But... I thought...
Bloke who got out there in your field.
But he's... Oh, no.
What's his name, Tony?
Ron Taylor.
Named after his dad.
And it was the son you meant all the time.
Of course it was. The old man's useless. Everyone knows that.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, Lord. Don't tell me you had Ron Sr. over here.
Yeah, for over 3 weeks. Nearly drove me up the wall.
Well, he would. He's daft as a brush. He ain't been the same since he was kicked by a cow back in 1968.
Ah, Richard, you're home.
Yeah, at last.
Oh, you do look tired.
Well, that's because I am tired. You on your own?
I'm afraid Usha's gone to bed.
Oh, don't blame her.
I was just doing a bit of washing up. Can I make you a cup of tea?
Oh, I could murder one.
Leave it to you.
I'll get the mugs.
No. You sit down. Doctor's orders.
Well, if you insist.
I do. Have you been out visiting patients all this time?
Since I got back from the clinic in Borchester. At least, sort of.
Sort of?
One patient in particular, really.
Emergency?
No, not as such, but...
Go on.
No, it's okay.
I'm not sure that it is okay. It's obviously left you completely drained.
One of those days, that's all.
Really? From the look of you, I'd say there was rather more to it than that.
Would you?
And if you were one of your own patients, you'd tell yourself that bottling it all up was the worst thing you could do.
Oh, maybe. No, it's just... The lady I've been visiting, she's elderly. Lives in Manorfield Close, and she was in the surgery a few weeks ago. Her symptoms made me think it might be cancer. We had some tests done, and...
It was cancer.
Very advanced. So I put her on a terminal care program, and I've just spent about an hour and a half with her.
Oh, Richard. It must be very distressing.
Yeah.
It's very good of you to spend so much time with her.
Well, she's on her own, poor old soul. Though Marjorie's been visiting her as well.
No relations?
Not around here, no. There's a son somewhere, but I've never met him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's just...
So, you haven't had any food either?
Not yet.
I'll make you something.
No, it's all right. I'll get myself something.
I insist. Now you're home, you must relax.
Oh, I wish I could. I've got paperwork to do.
Oh, not at 10 o'clock at night.
I've been so busy, it's all been piling up.
Surely it'll wait till tomorrow.
Not really. There's a couple of urgent referrals I really must do, and then tomorrow afternoon, we've got a multidisciplinary meeting I need to prepare for.
Look, Richard, you'll be no use to anybody if you run yourself into the ground.
Oh, it's okay. I can manage.
I wish you'd stop saying it's okay. You're exhausted.
It gets like this sometimes. It's just, you know, a lot of things converging at once.
Yeah.
Go on. In you get.
He don't want to. Knows where he's going.
Oh, come on, Eddie. Thought you were supposed to be helping.
Oh, sorry. What did you call me?
Eddie.
Oh, I thought you said Edward for a moment.
Why would I call you Edward? What are you on about?
Nothing. Just I heard you sometimes had a bit of trouble telling the difference between people and their dads like.
Oh, I see. Very funny.
Yeah, it is funny and all. Talk of the county. The bloke that gave old Ron Taylor a job.
Yes.
And then wondered why his farm was falling apart.
Look, if you've quite finished, do you think we could get this bullock into the trailer?
Oh! That's it. Keep going. I don't know why I'm doing this any road. I only came to drop Clary off.
Because young Ron isn't in yet. And Pat's telling Clary what needs doing in the dairy, that's why. Right, OK, put the tailgate up, can you?
Right you are.
And anyway, one good turn deserves another.
What good turn are you doing me, then?
Providing you with ice cream for the car boot sale.
Well, Pat is, you mean. And I'm paying for that in your own.
Oh, you ready then, Pat?
I suppose so. I still reckon it'd make more sense if you drove Happy to the abattoir.
Oh, no. It's your car.
Yeah. So you keep saying when it suits you.
Oh, I've got too much to do, Pat.
You were quite happy to leave Ron in charge when you wanted to go to the Royal Show.
No, I really can't spare the time. I mean, I would do it, of course.
Yes,
but...
all right. I get the picture. I'll go, but don't forget to keep an eye on Tommy.
He's still at home, is he?
Yeah, he's pretty much better, really.
He must have had it bad.
We thought we'd keep him off school till the weekend, just to be sure.
Well, he lasted 48 hours with Edward.
Mm, that's the usual, according to Richard.
Mm. Here, talking to Doc Locke, Tony, I heard he was too busy to play cricket tomorrow.
Yes.
So, there's a space in the team?
Well, there were several. Neil can't play, and John's away.
Oh, Carbert will be over by lunch.
But we've sorted it, I'm afraid. Barry Simmons is coming over, and Sean's bringing a couple of blokes he knows.
Mm. Hard luck, Eddie. Oh, here comes Ron. I better get going.
Yeah, well, you got to get back, too.
Well, thanks for your help, Eddie. We'll sort out the ice cream for you later.
Yeah, okay.
Tony?
Yeah?
I hate to say this, but I think I may have some distressing news for you.
What?
Look who's in the car.
Eh? Oh, no.
Blimey, it's the old man.
Ron Senior.
His back must be better.
Oh, Pat, I've changed my mind. I'll go to the abattoir.
No way.
Oh, but Pat, really, it'll save you.
No, you had your chance. You stay here and look after your workforce.
And the best of luck, mate.
Usher. Hello.
Hello, Roy. You holding the fort?
Yeah. Dad's off doing the... Well, it's Friday. He has to... He collects the money from the milk round on Friday.
Hmm. You haven't met my aunties that year, have you?
No, I don't think...
This is Roy. Roy Tucker.
How do you do, Roy?
Pleased to meet you.
Auntie Satya's been staying a few days.
And I saw your notices in the village and I said to Usha, before I leave, I would really like to sample the local strawberries.
So, if we could have some punnets.
Oh, yeah, sorry. How many would you like?
One each should be fine.
Right. There you go, then.
Thank you. Oh, how were the exams, by the way, Roy?
Oh, you know, not too bad. It's in the lap of the gods now, really, I suppose.
Well, I hope you get the results you want.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks very much.
All right. Auntie, feeling fit?
You lead on, dear.
If you go, don't go on the left of the path. That's pretty well picked out. The last half dozen rows up on the right, that's where the best ones are at the moment.
Thanks.
That's all right.
Roy?
Oh, hi, Kate.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, fine. I had your sister up here earlier.
Debbie?
Yeah, with her mate, Jackie, or whatever her name is.
Oh, don't talk to me about Jackie. I'll be glad when she pushes off back to London.
She seemed okay.
Oh, she's so boring. And she seems to be having a most peculiar effect on Debbie.
Yeah? What sort of peculiar effect?
Oh, I don't know. She's been in a very weird mood. Anyway, after they've been to this wedding tomorrow, Jackie's going back to town. But look, never mind about that. I came to give you the great news.
What great news?
What great news, he says. What do you think, dummy?
I haven't a clue.
Gran's offered us the dosh for the van.
You're kidding.
She has. Oh, mind you, she's not giving it to us outright. It's a loan. Neat, eh?
But I thought you said she probably wouldn't come through.
I didn't think she would after Wednesday. According to Gran, she was pretty dubious herself at first. She said her initial reaction was to say no.
Well, that's what I thought. So what made her change her mind?
You did, really.
Me?
I mean, she could see my enthusiasm.
Well, you didn't give her much option.
Well, she thought that was cool, but what swung it was you doing all the boring stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Addressing the possible problems and pitfalls, as she put it. Actually, she was so impressed, she's not only coming through with the dosh for the van, but some cash for equipment as well.
Oh, blimey!
And it's all down to you.
Well, I never. Aren't I the clever one?
Yes, you are. And it all goes to show, see?
Goes to show what?
We're a brilliant team. With my enthusiasm and your practicality, we can't fail. Like I said before, it's karma.
There's certainly a good size.
Nice flavour as well.
Ah, you're not meant to be eating them.
We've only had a couple.
We haven't paid for them.
Oh, they're samples. Go on, everyone does it.
And you, a lawyer. Oh, not easy on the back, this, is it?
Are you okay?
Oh, yes. These are nearly all ripe over here. He was right, that young man.
Yeah.
He was the one, wasn't he?
Sorry?
Who was involved in all that business last year?
Was it that obvious?
In a way.
I still don't find it easy when I meet him face to face.
Easier than he finds it, though, judging from what I just saw.
Well, I should be able to forgive and forget completely, shouldn't I?
Not forget, Usha. You will never forget. Nor should you, perhaps.
It's particularly strange bumping into him in these circumstances.
You must meet him all the time.
Yes. And it's his father's field, of course, so I should have expected it.
So seeing him here brought it all back. Sort of. It was a bad time, wasn't it?
Awful.
And I suppose it would have been even worse if you'd been on your own.
What do you mean?
Well, Richard. He must have been a great help.
Absolutely, he was wonderful. He couldn't have been more supportive.
Quite.
And I would never have got through it without him.
He's a good man, Usha. And a very conscientious doctor. Do you know he came in at 10 o'clock last night after spending over an hour visiting an elderly lady who's dying of cancer?
Yes, I know.
And then he had his paperwork to do. He was called out again in the night.
Well, he's been very busy lately.
He told me. You know, I'm really rather concerned about him, Usha.
Well, I'm afraid when you're a GP...
I think he's going through something of a bad time.
Well,
it's nothing like what happened to you, of course.
What are you getting at?
I know it's not strictly my business, Usha, but I am fond of you.
I know.
Fond of you both. So, if I'm speaking out of turn, you will have to forgive me.
Of course.
It's just... Richard was there when you needed him.
Yes.
And I think, just at the moment, he needs your support.
Hello, Tony.
What on earth are you up to now?
I'm just painting this sign.
For tomorrow. Number plate search service. Looking for that special number plate?
It was Dad's idea.
We'll find it for you. Registration fee, £10. Oh. Eddie, you don't seriously think
people... You never know, do you?
You pocket the £10 and don't bother looking for the number plate.
Do the best we possibly can.
I brought your ice cream over. Where do you want it?
Oh, just stick it down there. I'll put it in the freezer in the garage in a minute.
Don't let it melt, will you?
Oh,
Just pack this paint up first. You didn't have to bring it over special. I could have picked it up when I came to get Clary tonight.
Don't worry. I'm only too glad to have an excuse to get away. Right. There you are. That should do you. There's a variety of flavours.
Yeah, old rum been playing up again, has he?
Oh, that man. Really excelled himself this morning, even by his own abysmal standards.
What's he done now?
Well, I didn't know what to do with him. So, when Pat came back from the abattoir, I told him he could help her and Clary.
What did they do to deserve him?
Well, I couldn't think of anything else. Anyway, Pat found him a few bits and pieces, including, eventually, carrying a tray of yoghurt across the yard. He only dropped the lot outside the shop door.
Oh, blimey, he never...
Yeah, yoghurt everywhere there was. Couldn't believe it. A whole tray. I had to get the hose to it.
Oh, money down the drain, eh?
Yeah, literally. Still, at least there's one good thing. Pat's always stood up for him in the past. Implied I was being hard on him. Let's put a stop to that.
Yeah, makes you feel better, does it?
Yeah. But whether I get through the afternoon without strangling the old fool is another matter. Oh, hello. Looks as if you've got another visitor.
Yeah. Girl on a motorcycle.
Oh, Marianne Faithful. I remember.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah. Right, see you, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the ice cream.
Right.
Hi, Kate, how are you?
Absolutely brilliant. Oh, not least because I've got the dosh for the van.
Yeah?
Good, eh? We have still got it, your mate. I mean, he hasn't sold it, has he?
Oh, no, I kept me promise. I stalled him.
Oh, great. I'll come up and see him tomorrow. And meanwhile, I've come to keep my promise.
Oh, you're taking me to the cash and carry?
Yeah. At least you're taking me, to be precise. I don't think it'd be very practical on the bike.
No. Pity, though. I could quite fancy...
It's a business trip, Eddie. Not a middle-aged male fantasy.
Hello. Who's winning?
What?
The tennis.
Oh, I'm not sure. I wasn't really watching. No, I'll turn it off.
Oh, right.
Is he gone?
Yeah, finally.
Thank God for that. I don't think I could have stood another moment.
You'll never guess what.
He took the gatepost off on his way out.
He said he'd really enjoyed working here, and we'd been ever so kind to him.
Oh, no, don't.
And if we ever needed anyone in the future...
Stop it, Tony. I can't take it.
He'd be more than happy to come back.
What did you say to that?
Well, I didn't say anything. Can imagine what I was thinking.
Oh, well, I suppose we'll laugh about it one day.
Yeah, if we ever recover.
He really was a disaster, wasn't he?
Well, if Bert had been a bit more...
But you can't blame Bert.
Well, I can try.
Well, we should have realised.
And I think of some of the things he's done.
Don't.
The last month has been like a nightmare. Except for those three glorious days when Ron Jr. came instead.
Well, it's over now.
Yeah.
Thank goodness John's back on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, you said it. I never thought the day would come when I'd be so pleased to see John.
Right, see you, Clary.
Hang on, Neil. Hmm? Don't forget your change. You gave me a £10 note, remember?
Oh, so I did. Thanks, Clary. I'd forget me head if it wasn't screwed on.
You went wrong, Neil Carter. And here...
Eh?
Ice cream. You nearly went without that and all.
Oh, thanks. Susan would have murdered me if I'd gone home without it.
Ah, well, we couldn't have that, could we?
You seem cheery this morning, Clary. Not your birthday, is it?
No. I'm just excited, that's all. It's the auditions for the extras for that film they're making at Lower Loxley tomorrow.
Oh, and you're going, are you?
Oh, you bet I'm going. Pat's let me have the time off and everything.
Clary, Mum needs a hand in the dairy.
Thanks, John. Better go, Neil. See you.
Good luck for tomorrow.
Hi, Neil. Tomorrow.
She's going along for that film.
Oh, of course. Look, glad I caught you. I've heard back from both butchers about the old spots.
Oh, yeah? And what's the verdict?
Well, not bad on the whole. I thought maybe we could discuss it over a drink.
Yeah, sure. I'm busy at lunchtime. You free tonight?
Yeah, 7:30, OK?
Yeah, fine.
John, I want a word with you.
I've got to go, Neil. I'll see you tonight.
John?
Sorry, Dad. Busy.
Well, those cabbages still haven't been home.
All in hand.
Trouble with the staff, is it?
You don't know the half of it. I'm paying him the craftsman's rate, you realise.
Well, isn't he doing his share?
Haley's doing most of his share. He works more for Brian than he does for me. Now, I tell you, this better not happen while we're away.
Oh, you managed to book a holiday then, did you? I knew you were looking.
Still looking, Neil. But I'm determined to get there. Pat and I both could do with a break. And John is one of the main reasons. Has he spoken to you about those pigs yet?
Oh, I'm meeting him tonight in the Bull to discuss it.
Oh, right. I'll see you there then. Putting together the cricket team for this weekend.
Does that mean I've got to buy you a drink to get a place?
Such power, eh?
I reckon you'll need it, too.
What do you mean?
Well, with people like Sean up for a game, you'll have to use your influence to keep your place on the team, won't you?
Susan, you need a hand.
Oh, hello, Clary. Couldn't help us pick up these cans, could you?
Of course I could.
Oh, I should have known that carrier was on its last legs.
All right, I've got a spare. Here.
Oh, thanks. Wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been in such a rush. I just thought I could get some shopping in while things were quiet.
Oh, you've been busy a bit.
Well, not really, Clary, but Simon Pemberton doesn't like it if I'm not rushed off my feet. Oh. He keeps phoning to check up on me. Oh, I'll be glad when he's away, I can tell you.
Oh, off on holiday, is he?
Yeah, he's going climbing in Scotland for 2 weeks, from the 1st of August.
Nice to see you know the exact date.
It's etched on my brain. I'll actually be able to do some work for a start.
Afternoon, ladies.
Hello, Sid.
Hello.
Have you seen this? Extras wanted for film.
Have I seen it? You just try and keep me away tomorrow. What, you thinking of going up for it?
No, I don't think so. Not really me, Clary. Although, I hear there's going to be some big stars in...
Yeah, I heard that too.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Well, the rumour is that Paul Newman's going to be in.
No!
Yes, right. Apparently Janet Fisher saw him as she was driving along the Darrington Road.
Oh, my word, but Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is one of my favourite films. And the Sting?
Mind you, I'm not convinced myself. I thought the film at Lower Loxley's set in the 18th century. I mean, that's why you'd never get me there tomorrow.
Why?
Well, I saw Pride and Prejudice. I'm not wearing one of them bosomy frocks.
Oh, Susan!
I can't quite imagine Paul Newman being in 18th century England, can you? He's more of your cowboy type.
She's got a point, Sid.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm only telling you what I've heard. I mean, ask Janet. She's positive she saw him.
Okay, you'll just feel a slight pinprick.
Yes, thanks, Richard. I have had a tetanus injection before.
Ow!
Yeah, all over. Oh. You can roll your sleeve down now.
Thanks. To be honest, I wouldn't have bothered you, but Ruth said...
Well, she was absolutely right to do so. You can't be too careful where tetanus is concerned.
Yeah. I just couldn't remember when I last had an injection.
So what exactly were you trying to do to this tractor?
Oh, I was changing a part on it and, there's this rusty bit. I wasn't being too careful, to be honest. Bit of a rush on at the moment. We want everything ready before we start harvesting.
Oh, I see.
So, what's this I hear about you house hunting?
Sorry?
Usha told Ruth you'd been dragging her off to see some place over near Darrington.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out in the end. I mean, I thought the place was great, but Usha had other ideas.
Oh, dear. Sounds like a non-meeting of minds.
I'm afraid it's a sore point at the moment.
Oh, well, I won't pry.
See, the thing is, I want to move my surgery to somewhere more suitable. Plus, I've got a load of furniture stored up at Nightingale Farm from the old house in Manchester.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, this place had enough room for a new surgery and for us both to live in. It would have been the answer to our problems.
But?
Usha didn't like the idea.
Oh.
She doesn't want to live over the shop, as she put it.
Yeah, well, you can't blame her, can you?
How do you mean?
Oh, come on, Richard, look, if we're in the Bull having a social pint and someone comes up with a drink in his hand and starts complaining of his lumbago, you quite rightly moan, don't you?
Well, of course I do. I'm entitled to go off duty, so?
Well, imagine what it'd be like if you lived in your own surgery. You'd never have any peace. More importantly, neither would Usha. People would be knocking on your front door day and night.
I suppose so. I'd not really thought of that.
Also, remember how hard Usha fought to stay in Blossom Hill Cottage?
Oh, I know, I know. This place would just have suited us, that's all.
Well, I'm sure you'll get things sorted out.
Oh, I hope so. Listen, you're selecting the team for Saturday tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, why?
Just want to make sure I'm in the front running. I have just possibly saved you from tetanus, after all.
Oh, well, you should have said so before you gave me the injection, Richard. See ya.
Bye. Could you send a Mr. Barraclough, please?
There you go, Neil.
Ah, John, I could do with this.
Long day?
I've had shorter. So, what's the feedback on the Gloucester Old Spots?
Well, that's interesting.
The guy with the shop in Borchester.
He's the one who does his own slaughtering, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Well, he was okay about it. He said his customers seemed keen, but he'd have liked less fat.
Well, that's the problem with old spots.
Yeah, but, I mean, we always knew that. Anyway, he's happy to continue, but he'd like to talk about the price.
Okay. What about the other one? The guy in Felpisham?
Well, I'm afraid to say we've got more of a problem there.
Oh, don't tell me. Too much fat, not enough muscle?
Well, don't forget, he doesn't do his own slaughtering. Not used to unusual carcasses. So he said he's thought about it, but he's given the idea the big E.
Oh, great. So one's kicked us into touch and the other wants us to drop the price.
For now, yes. But that'll all change when we go organic. Plus, I reckon that Felpisham's probably not upmarket enough for this kind of meat, whereas Borchester...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, when we go organic?
Well, it seems okay to me.
Hang on. What about Sean?
Yes, well, it's unfortunate, isn't it?
Come on, Sid. He's a good player. And strictly speaking, it is about his turn.
Well, it's not a question of whose turn it is, surely.
Is he not available, Sid?
I just didn't want to change your winning formula.
Yeah, I think I'd go along with that line of thinking, David.
We did win last weekend.
Yeah, exactly. As the saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I'd hardly call last weekend our Waterloo. I mean, if it hadn't been for Neil...
Who is in the team? Sid hasn't left Neil out.
It's not the point. Goodness, it'd have only taken a few runs the other way and we'd have lost.
No, that's not fair, David. The fact is we did well enough last time and we can do it again.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't agree.
Well, let's put it to the vote, shall we? Those in favour of the list I've proposed here. Thank you, Tony. David, you're in the minority, I'm afraid.
Tony?
No, I'm sorry, David, but I agree with Sid.
Oh, yes. You would, wouldn't you?
That you, Neil?
Hiya.
You're back early. Thought you were going to have a drink with the cricket team.
Oh, I didn't feel like hanging around.
Are you playing this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing. That today's paper?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to look at it this morning.
Oh, I'll have it after you.
OK. So how did it go with John?
What? To be honest, I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, what's wrong, Neil?
Oh, just John Archer being his usual self. He presumes too much, that's all, and he's so flaming arrogant sometimes.
Well, that's not exactly news. What's he done this time?
He wants to go completely organic, including the Gloucester Old Spots.
Hey, since when?
Oh, I don't know. He just announces that he won't be rearing any conservation-grade pigs after the ones he's got now.
That is up to him, surely.
Yeah, except it completely changes the arrangement I've got with him at the moment. He'll be moving his entire operation down to Bridge Farm for a start. And the deal with the Old Spots would involve more outlay from me.
Why?
Well, right now, I provide the land and he does most of the work. If we move the Old Spots to Bridge Farm, then that makes things different. I'd have to put some money in, wouldn't I?
Oh, I suppose so.
And I'd have to find time for more grafting. I mean, it's the way he just assumes I'll go along with it. I'm supposed to reorganise my business around the career of John Archer.
So, what did you tell him?
I told him I'd think about it. The whole proposal was such a surprise, I didn't know what to say. I mean, I thought he was just going to talk about the feedback we'd had from the butchers, which is not brilliant, by the way.
If you don't mind my saying so, that's you all over, Neil.
What do you mean?
Well, John Archer waltzes into the pub, announces everything's changing, and you just lie down and take it.
I haven't done that. I just
it's
told
you... It's hardly standing up for yourself, is it? Neil, he's treating you like you were his employee, not an equal partner. If it had been me, I'd have told him where to stick it right off.
Yeah, well, I didn't, did I?
So tell him next time you see him. If he wants to go organic, that's his lookout. But you make him understand you're not doing it.
Dad, you off now?
Yes.
Oh, great. Can I have a lift home? Save my legs.
Well, I suppose so. I take it you've seen the cricket team list?
Yeah. Sid was putting it up on a notice board just as I was leaving.
Oh, good. So you know you're playing?
Of course I'm playing. I'm good. Toddy?
Oh, what now? Something wrong, David?
No. I just wanted to make sure you knew I'm happy to abide by the majority.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
And that I hope you do better this weekend than you did last weekend.
Oh, well, that's a positive frame of mind to approach a match in. Hope our chances enormously, won't it?
You wait and see. This weekend. See you, John.
Oh.
Bye, David. Blimey.
What's his problem?
Yeah, he's just annoyed about being overruled.
What about?
Well, about this weekend's team. What else?
You mean... David wanted to pick Sean too.
Well, yes. But Sid and I outvoted him.
But why?
Well, we felt that the team we've got at the moment, the one we played last weekend, that it has, you know, a winning combination of, you know, different skills.
Well, lack of them in your case.
Yeah, that's not fair. I do my bit for the team.
Dad, you ran yourself out for three last Saturday. Even Eddie Grundy's done better than that in his time.
I just had an off day, that's all. Now, do you want to lift or not?
Hang about. Oh, I get it. If Sean was in the team, you'd be dropped, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily.
Yes, you would. There's no one else they'd drop, is there? Of course. You secured your place by using your position as a selector, haven't you, Dad?
Come on, let's just go to the car, shall we?
Oh, I'll give you credit. You're slyer than I thought you were. Wonder what Mum will say.
How did you get on with Neil?
Neil?
Yeah, as in the man you're planning to go into organic pigs with.
Fine, as it happens.
Oh, so he's all right about it?
Yeah, of course he is. I told you he would be.
Only he wasn't looking too pleased when he left.
Look, he said he was going to think about it, OK?
Oh, well, forgive me, John, but that's not quite the same as going along with the idea.
He'll go along with it, of course he will. He knows it makes sense.
Now, Joe, you know I won't be back to do your dinner today, don't you? So don't try and make up some time for Pat. Joe?
What?
Oh, honestly, it's like talking to a brick wall with you sometimes.
I'm concentrating, isn't I? Got to make sure the details on this leaflet's right before I take you to the printer.
Yeah, well, you know what I think about that. We shouldn't be having a car boot sale in the first place. Not when the landlord disapproves.
It's all been squared by Schuler Archer.
Schuler ain't exactly happy about the prospect neither.
No, it's only one more, Clary, love.
Yeah, well, I dread to think what Simon Pemberton will say to poor Schuler.
He ain't going to be here. You said so yourself. Susan Carter told you he's away from August the 1st.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't like stirring up trouble with him, that's all.
Clary, love, he'll be hanging onto the side of a cliff in the middle of nowhere before the first car's even parked in Airfield. A bit of luck you'll fall off it, no?
Joe, you shouldn't say things like that.
I don't write nine the first. Any road, there's good money in these car boot sales. We'd be daft not to cash in while we can.
Yeah, I suppose.
Now, what was that about dinner time?
I was saying as it won't be here. You and Eddie will have to fend for yourselves.
What is that?
Oh, Pat's given me some time off this afternoon so as I can go to the film auditions and I want to make some of the time up to her.
Load of old rubbish.
It's not old rubbish. And if Eddie's entitled to go off and be a country and western star with Jolene every so often, I'm entitled to go and be in this film. Besides, you wanted to do it last week.
Well, that was before the snarl woman got involved. Got better things to do with me time than be ordered about by the likes of her.
Yeah, but Paul Newman might be in it.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Straight up, Janet Fisher saw him.
Yeah.
Do hope I get a part, Joe. I mean anything, don't matter how small. Just as long as I get to wear a nice costume and stand in front of the camera.
Blimey, at most you'll be standing at the back in a crowd of people while the proper actors prance about in front of you. Probably won't even be seen.
Yeah, but it's the principle of the thing. It's a proper film, isn't it? It's glamorous.
John?
What is it? I'm just going.
Just switch the engine off for a second, will you?
What is it, Mum? I'm in a hurry.
Where are you going?
Home farm. Where'd you think?
What, again?
Yes, again. The harvest hasn't suddenly stopped, and they do pay me, you know.
We pay you here. You said you were going to do some weeding this morning.
It'll get done. I've told you.
You mean like the cabbages?
I did them in the end, didn't I?
Only just.
Look, Haley's going to come round to help with the weeding this evening and all day tomorrow.
All day?
Well, yeah, it's a day off. And before you say anything, she offered.
I still think you're pushing it with her. She's never been this keen before, has she?
I expect she's just come round to my way of thinking. She's realised that now I've left college, farming is what I do. It's my job. You and Dad just worry too much, that's all.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, it's like Neil and the pigs. The amount you were going on about it, you'd think he was going to explode just at the thought of going organic. But he was fine about it in the pub last night, just like I said he would be.
He still hasn't said yes, John.
Yeah, he will, I told you. It makes good business sense. You guys are just going to learn how to lighten up.
We need you back here this afternoon, John. We are short-staffed.
Pat. Good
morning.
Oh, morning, Linda. What can I do for you?
No, I've just come to buy some courgettes.
Oh, dear. That doesn't sound too hopeful. None in stock.
Well, Mike's supposed to be on his way over with a delivery. I don't know what's keeping him.
Oh, don't worry. I can hang on for a few minutes.
You're not working today, then?
No, I've taken a day's holiday so that I can go to the film auditions this afternoon.
Oh, yes. Clary's taken time off for those. They're not really auditions as such, though, are they? As I understand it, it's just a question of turning up and being chosen for your appearance.
Oh, I think you'll find they're a bit more professional than that. And Clary's going, you say?
Yeah, she's very excited about it.
Well, I do hope she's not set her sights too high. I have warned her that she's not really what you'd call an 18th century type.
What is an 18th century type, exactly?
Oh, I couldn't possibly put it into words, Pat. It's a certain je ne sais quoi.
But you think you've got it, do you?
Well, it's only my humble opinion, of course, but yes, I would say the casting people should see something of the classical appearance in me.
There you go. Oh. Sid's got to bring the food out in a minute.
Oh, great. Cheers.
Cheers. Only when he comes out, he says you're not to mention the cricket team. He's heard enough on the subject for today.
Oh, is this all because of the team for this weekend?
Well, it is an odd decision, you have to admit.
Bert reckons Sid's getting his own back on Sean after all that business with the summer festival. You know, when the Cat and Fiddle got to do the bar.
Oh, yeah. I wonder... No, Sid's not vindictive like that.
Still, at least you're playing.
Yeah. You're going to come and watch?
If you like.
Great. Well, you don't think it'll make you look too much like the doctor's wife, then?
Oh, Richard, that's not fair.
I'm only joking.
Good. You do understand about that, don't you?
I've said so.
Well, it's
I?
Just that
Usher,
I get...
it's okay. I promise.
Okay. By the way, did you meet that man yesterday? Mr. Barraclough, was it?
Oh, yeah.
How did it go?
He just wanted to know about his mother's death, that's all.
Oh.
So I talked to him about it and explained that sadly she died a little sooner than I thought she would.
In other words, you could have had the same conversation over the phone.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. I think it was important for him to meet the person who looked after his mother in the last few days.
It's a pity he wasn't so keen to be around while his mother was alive.
To be honest, I think guilt was the real reason behind him coming. Deep down, he probably wanted me to tell him it wasn't his fault, or that she'd still have died even if he'd been around more.
So he went away feeling more enlightened, did he?
I hope so. Hope I was able to help him.
Ah, here comes our food. Over here, Sid.
Yeah, just don't mention the cricket team.
Oh, I do wish they'd hurry up. We've been standing around for ages.
Yeah. Pat only gave me a couple of hours off. Mind, a lot of people have turned up.
It's no excuse for taking this long, Clary. I mean, they made it perfectly clear that it's a free-for-all, so what's keeping them? Can't take 2 seconds to go behind that curtain and be measured for a costume.
I expect someone's chatting up that second assistant at whatever she calls herself.
Oh, you mean the charming Ms. Wilcox? Yes, I shouldn't think she'd be averse to a little well-turned flattery, especially if they smoke the same awful cigarettes as her. Look, Clary, you can see a little puff of smoke rising over the curtain even now.
You don't like her, do you?
Well, she wasn't exactly friendly to me when I first walked in. Did you hear what she said? Which one's that Snell woman?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you notice how quickly a space cleared round me?
Yeah, they did get out of her way pretty sharply, didn't they?
I certainly felt very alone, I can tell you.
I got the feeling your little casting session last week put her nose out of joint a bit.
I wasn't to know all those people would ring up and complain. I thought I was doing the film company a favour.
Still, they can't be that cross with you. They wouldn't have said you could have a part.
Well, yes, as I seem to be the only person in the whole production who's actually read the book. I should think I'd be quite useful on the set, come to filming. That Wilcox woman certainly hasn't read it. She keeps referring to it as Isabel.
Oh, look, Mrs. Snow, I think someone's coming out from behind the curtain.
Gasp, perhaps we'll actually start seeing some acts.
Joe?
Afternoon.
Joe, what on earth are you doing here?
Same as you, I should imagine.
But you said it were all rubbish.
Didn't say as I wasn't going to come, though, did I? It's good money they're paying for a day's work.
But they can't have cast you.
They can, Mrs. And they have. No thanks to you.
It's even more shambolic than I originally thought.
Susie said she was very keen to use me.
Susie?
Susie Wilcox, the second assistant director.
Oh, see. First name terms, isn't it?
Charming woman. Says I have the earthy look of a genuine peasant.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that.
An 18th century peasant, missus.
Just because these people are in the professional casting business doesn't necessarily mean they're right, Joe.
Still got a part, though, haven't they? Got to be in costume and on set first thing Monday week, my friend Susie says.
Oh, hello, Richard.
Oh, there, John. How's it going?
Too hot to be sitting in a tractor cab, I can tell you. It's like working in a greenhouse.
Ah, that's what all those cartons of juice are for, is it?
Yeah, if I dehydrate any more, I'll evaporate.
I'm surprised you aren't with everybody at the auditions for the filming.
Oh, a lot of people going, are they?
Put it this way, I don't usually get to finish surgery this early, but I actually ran out of appointments for once.
I thought about going. I don't know, it didn't seem worth it, really.
Not even for the chance to hang about with glamorous young starlets.
I'm spoken for anyway. But as it happens, I will be on the set when they're filming next week.
How come?
Well, they're using my pics for one scene.
Ah. So if there are any glamorous young starlets, I suppose they're more likely to hang about with the likes of Paul Newman than the local pigman.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. So he's definitely doing it then, Paul Newman?
No idea. I've just heard the rumour, as I presume you have. You know, funnily enough, Oosh and I met an estate agent the other day. What I'd have said was a dead ringer for Paul Newman.
Hang on. Round here?
Yeah. Yeah, we were looking at our house on the Darrington Road. Turned out to be a waste of time in the end.
Sorry, Richard. His name wasn't Graham Ryder, was it?
Yeah, why?
I think I've just solved the mystery. Graham Ryder works for Rodway and Watson with Shuler. Well, she told me about him. Apparently, someone once mentioned that he looked a bit like Paul Newman. And he's been playing on it ever since. Even has the same haircut as the great man.
That'll be it, then. Janet Fisher's Paul Newman is probably our very own Graham Ryder.
Yeah, sounds like it to me. Especially as she only caught a glimpse of him from her car.
Oh, dear, she will be disappointed. I think she's a bit of a fan.
So, quite a lot of people have said it's a pity the children won't be using the playground this summer.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it's understandable, really. Seems a shame to let all this lovely weather go to waste, especially now the money's been raised.
Well, Christine's very keen to open it on the official anniversary in October, though.
Well, that was the whole point of the thing, wasn't it? She wanted it as a memorial to Dan.
Yes, I think she wants to have a formal opening ceremony.
Anyway, was it just the yoghurt you wanted?
No. Could I have 2 pounds of carrots, please?
Certainly.
So you're going to watch Tony play cricket this weekend? I promised Richard I would.
No, not this weekend. I'm going to be busy here.
Oh, that's a pity. It sounds as if it's going to be quite a match. It's already controversial.
You mean because Sean wasn't picked? Yes, it certainly aroused a few strong opinions with the people who've come in here today. Tony's kept well out of the way, being one of the selectors.
It's hardly Tony's fault, is it? The selectors have to choose some people over others. And we can hardly complain if everyone in the team is pretty good.
Yeah, except for Tony, that is. Except for Tony. Not just about figures.
Sorry?
Oh, nothing. Pat, at last. Welcome back, Clary.
I'm so sorry I'm late. They kept us hanging around for ages. Hello, Ush.
Hi, Clary.
Ages is not the word, Clary. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, Linda.
Mrs. Snell, give me a lift back.
Robert was kind enough to lend me the car today.
I am sorry, Pat.
No, it's all right, Clary. We managed. Did you get a part?
You bet I got a part. I'm going to be a peasant woman.
Oh, congratulations.
What about you, Linda? I'm going to be a peasant too, not quite as close to the camera lens as Clary will be, but I'm sure I'll sparkle in my crowd scene.
Oh, dear, your classical look didn't impress them then.
Oh, on the contrary, Pat. There'll be quite a few of us who, though in the background, will make for the 18th century ambiance. That nice Mr. Ryder, for instance, he's going to be one of the crowd, like me.
Yeah, but someone said they're going to make him wear a big floppy hat because he looks too much like Paul Newman and it'll distract people.
No, Mr. Ryder, the estate agent.
Yeah.
Well, come to think of it, I suppose he does look a bit... Well, that wouldn't be why...
Well, we think so, don't we, Mrs. Snell? It was Janet Fisher who said she saw him, wasn't it?
Clary and I think she must have seen Graham Ryder, actually.
Actually, he doesn't look that much like Paul Newman, does he?
Well, all I can say is that Ms. Wilcox wouldn't tell me who was going to be starring in the film, but she was most emphatic that it isn't Paul Newman. In fact, she found the suggestion more than a little amusing.
Anyway, I suppose you're going to need some time off for the filming, Clary. I know I'm asking a lot.
Well, it's only for a day, isn't it?
Well, no, that's the point. They want me for 2 days. Monday the 5th and Friday the 9th of August.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because I'm in two scenes.
Oh,
I won't have nothing to say, but I will be right near the front of the picture.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's a proper non-speaking part in a real film. I feel like I'm going to be a film star.